So, Andy, the new SoRare roadmap, everyone's been talking about it for like weeks now, however long it's been. All these shows, what are we going to do? Here are the prize pools, all this stuff. People are analyzing like every little bit of this thing. And I realized a few minutes ago, there is one like gigantic topic that nobody has discussed.
What's that?
Nothing. Hello and welcome in to SoRare Andrews here on the SoRare Data Show. I am Andrew Laird. You can find me as Laird Union on SoRare, joined today by Andy Black, who is talking to me now instead of watching college basketball, like everyone else in the United States, except me.
Yeah, I don't know how much I was gonna watch. HG made me fill out a bracket, so now I feel slightly obligated to watch some games. So I don't know. Might have some college basketball on in the background while we work today. We'll see.
Do you think that your bracket will do better because you're watching?
No, I think that I'll care more though because I have this bracket that I randomly filled out with teams that I more or less like or don't like based on just like previous history. It's like, oh, I know that coach. Sure. Michigan State will be good because that guy's always coaching their teams up.
I was w looking at the bracket and I did not fill one out.
Loser.
It's out of purely out of two parts spite, zero parts anything else.
Yeah, Vanderbilt didn't make it in the tournament, did they?
They did not. Neither did Villanova. But the where was I going with that?
Is that
Oh,
the shirt
there is
you're
a
wearing right
school
now?
called, what's that?
Is that the shirt you're wearing right now? Oh, NIT. NIT in their future.
Not in their future, in their past. They lost their first round game last
Oh,
night as a number
nice.
one seed. The what was I about to say? Brackets. The hell were we talking about?
You were going to fill out a bracket, you looked at it, and then you
Oh,
decided.
yeah. So there's a school called Grand Canyon, and I'm like, that's an online university. There is no way that's like a real, no way.
The real question is, are they in the canyon or are they like above the canyon? Are they
Ooh.
where are we at? Or are they just online?
Or they're just, yeah. Apparently, the Colangelo, one of the Colangelos, who I believe were like a Phoenix, like they used to own the Suns, Jerry, has put in like a ton of money into this school, and they've only been D1. They've only been D1 for a couple years, Andy, and now they are in the NCAA tournament.
Nice. Nice.
Anyway, thanks everyone for coming in. B Green. First, Toby, the bit is also the show. So, Toby, fun fact, I couldn't figure out which one to go with. The show was the bit or the bit was the show, but I don't even remember. I must have gone with the other one. Jordan, what's up? Even though you're not here because you're going to catch up tomorrow. Tuggy, hello. Nexon, I think. Philly Dilly, Andy and I were talking about this comment before we started because you sent it before. You said, so if the show went off the rails, literally the day prize pools were announced, how is the show going to go on a day with no soccer? I am concerned. I didn't think we went off the rails last week, but
I
then
didn't
I
think so
also said
either.
to Andy, I don't think there are any rails here to even go off.
It's true. It's true.
Anyway, Anthony, hello, good evening from Belgrade, home of Red Star. That's right. Yeah. Crvena Zvezda, how you actually say it there. Anyway, Mike Bastin, it's Wilson, Shaforkle. Mike Bastin, those Timber Bumble Hinge profile pics creeping me out now. That from the thumbnail?
I think Mike left that comment on accident in our chat. He meant to put that somewhere else.
Maybe, maybe. Ben Johnson, Sora Andrews, and the Luxembourg game kicking off at the same time. Good job. I have two screens. It's Maxime Cheneau season, I assume.
It is.
Alex Wilson, international football is trash. Scandinavia football, good. There we go. Tuggy said he made you late. I didn't even think we were late.
He was talking to me about I don't know, some cards that he bought.
Like birthday cards?
Yeah.
Redder Dead 69, David Alves, SoRare Scout, Glenn Holrell. Mississippi State plus 8.5 live bet. Let's go, boys. To be honest, Andy, I'm not much of a sports bettor, but the NCAA tournament does kind of like get you a little bit of like, hey, you wanna do it? Anyway, Stefan, hello. Yeah,
you don't have a 16 leg parlay for the first day of games?
I don't. I did hear this.
You know who does? Shohei Ohtani.
Great play.
Or his translator. Yes. Sorry.
Of course. Allegedly. Yeah. Although I think it sounds like Shohei's attorneys are very much like, no, it's not allegedly. That's the guy. Not our guy. That guy. Right. Jono, Enforcer, the Grand Canyon is on a tightrope crossing the canyon. That's where it is. Philly Dilly, want the prize pool show when we got into kangaroo meat. Oh, that was that one, I suppose. Shaforko Kavicha was out. My game week's gone. Yes, he's suspended. We talked about this on the game week preview on Monday.
Laird, the old I told you so.
That's right. At least he's married now. I don't know. Who?
Yeah, that just recently came out that Ohtani got married or something, because his private life is like super concealed. Like nobody knows anything about him
dare we call it private?
Right. It was.
Oh, well. No, but I did, speaking of sports betting strategies, have you heard this one that you should never, like if you want to place a futures bet on the champion, that you shouldn't do that, and that you should just place the bet on their money line and then just roll it over every single game until they win it?
Oh, in the tournament?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes it, and the odds are like astronomically better. Like the payout is.
Right.
Obviously, well, if they lose, it doesn't matter, because like, you would have lost your futures bet anyway. But yeah, I never bet future champion for tournaments like that.
Yeah. Part of it is just like, they know that you're lazy and you're not going to do it. Or a lot of people are, and they're not going to do it. They just want the simple pick Arizona to win and be done with it.
Well, I think the other thing is that people are scared, not like scared of winning, but like if you win three in a row, like your balance is so much higher and now you just got to keep rolling it, but people won't do it.
Yeah. The other nice thing too, though, is you can cash out at any point in time without really any risk or without any haircuts.
Yeah. Cause there's no way that they would offer a cash out like early.
Right.
There you go. That's right. And you can skim profits on each leg. Yeah. It's, but no, that skimming profits is, there's no ambition in skimming profits. 100 to 200, 200 to 400. You just go.
Although I think if you take like a one or two seed, let's think about this, like $100 bet, you're probably getting like, in the first game, you're getting like, what, like $5. So now you're up to $100.
Yeah, but then your next bet's 105.
Yeah. Yeah.
Toby said, I did progressive bets for a while. It can get scary, but very profitable. It takes like a certain mindset to be able to do it. I don't do it. And Glenn said England money line getting hammered for the Euros every game then. So that one's a little tricky though, because it's not like you have to wait for the knockout round, because like the group, they can lose in the group.
And still, yeah.
Ben Johnson, I don't know if their truer words have ever been spoken. No millionaires are made skimming profits.
I love that.
And Mike said, why would you futures bet on the favorite?
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Bet on St. Mary's? I mean,
what? Yeah. I didn't see what. I assume UConn is the biggest favorite. I don't know what their tournament odds were. Although, speaking of odds, we were talking about MLS Golden Boot odds last night. What do you feel about that?
I think that is probably the funnest, like one of the most fun discussions, because there's so many variables, and I don't feel like the odds makers really take any of those variables into play. Because like they don't care at all. They just care where the money's coming in at. And people are putting money on Messi and I don't know, Cucho or Suarez or whoever.
So the the conversation we were having where that Messi's like the biggest favorite to win the Golden Boot, and how it's kind of like absurd because there's so many.
He's going to rotate. He's going to have Copa America.
There we go. So I didn't share my screen here. Hold on. So I'm looking at DraftKings just because that's my local sports book. And Messi is plus 225, which is the highest favorite, which is absurd. Giakoumakis, something like that. Plus 330, Suarez plus 700, Benteke plus 1,000, Cucho plus 1,200. And who is the one that,
how about Jovalic and Joseph Martinez right. both being plus 3,500?
Who is, oh, and Josef? That's got to be a leftover odd from like 3 years ago, right?
That's so crazy.
So everyone's like it's Messi is a bad bet. But that doesn't mean that they have any reason to change it.
Yeah.
Like realistically, he should probably be, based on the other odds, like plus 1,000. But like they're never going to do that. So it's just kind of funny for people to be like, why? Like that's so bad. And it's like, then that's, we don't bet it.
Right.
Yeah. So this is the thought process that is going right here. So Toby's like, Pookie looks like a solid bet. Where was Pookie?
Plus 1,600.
So, but then here you go. Pookie's going to be at the Euros. So he's going to miss some time because MLS just plows on through for a lot of these international stuff. So, yeah, apologies for using the U.S. odds here. But yeah, just like things like that. Or League's Cup goals don't count. How about that? And if, yeah. You know.
Why would they count?
Why don't they?
No, why would they?
Oh, because they're MLS teams playing, Andy, because just people think about that.
You're going to count the U.S. Open Cup? Oh, sorry, I shouldn't bring that up.
Quinny's got Muriel. Is he even on the list? Is he behind Jeremy Abobase? Is Muriel really not? Oh, there he is. Oh, 2,800.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think they're that bad.
Has he scored? He's at Orlando, right? Has he even scored a goal there yet? I mean,
I have no idea. No, I thought Orlando. That's where. Yeah. Orlando. Sorry. Yes. It's wild to me that like, and we don't know if people have actually placed bets on these, but like, what does Daniel Gazdag have to do to get to 28? Like plus 2,800.
He's
I don't see the same as Insignia and Ferreira.
Gazdag's going to need a lot of PKs if he wants to win it, like a lot, like 35 PKs.
Right. Your name helping us out with the UK translation. I guess I could change my settings, but I won't. Robert Taylor's odds. I think he's not on the list. Not even here. Is there an other? They don't even do other. They're too busy getting Enzo Capetti at plus 10,000. How do you think Fripp feels about these Evander odds?
It's crazy.
Shallowy too seems low. Forsberg at plus 8,000. I guess he doesn't score enough goals.
Right. A lot of those, I mean, like Gil and Evander, they're just not pure goal scorers.
I wish you could do some exotic ones like head to heads. Like, would you rather Almada or Zardes?
Jesus. I mean, so fun. Like, that's the other fun part about all of these is like you have the summer transfer window too. So, like, sure, maybe you do bet Almada or something, but there's a good chance that he's gone in the summer. And like, is Gigi going to stay through the summer? I don't even know who the other guys at the top were, but like, are those guys even going to be here when August rolls around? Like Cucho is a good example, right? Like, is he going to survive the summer transfer window? If he does, I like the bet, but.
Who the hell is Antony? Anthony Alves Santos.
Plays for Portland and
that kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, Recomon. Where is Bobby Wood? Should we contact DraftKings and be like, hey, let me get a Bobby Wood market? What's going on here? What about your boy Kuipers at plus 5,000?
Well, he's not my boy, but that seems kind of ambitious. I think he should be lower, actually, as in like plus 8,000 or something.
Did you not have one like in your Gent days?
I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But when he went to the MLS, I was like, I'm out.
Oh, okay.
And then Chicago sucks. He's not going to get any service.
Gator guy was like, let me get that super rare.
Yeah. And then immediately he was like, I immediately regret this decision. And he sold it.
Yeah. This is such a great line. David Alves looking at our American odds. He looks like Fahrenheit. No one knows.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. Well, apparently Anthony's looked class. At least one of them has.
Yeah, he scored like 2 goals in his first game or something. I asked Peyton, because Peyton's a big Timbers guy. I was like, hey, what's the deal with this guy? And he's like, you don't need to know anything about this guy. So that kind of told me everything I needed to know.
For which one?
Anthony.
Oh. Yeah, that's fair. I was gonna actually change the odds for these people watching, and I don't even know how to do it.
Don't do it. They can figure it out.
Yeah.
What's the temperature in your parts right now? How many Fahrenheits?
We are currently at 40 Fahrenheits.
40. Okay. 40.
It's cold. First full day of spring, and we're at 40.
Yeah. I think we're like 50. Because we're so much warmer down here, down in the south. 47 where I'm at.
Yeah.
47 Fahrenheit.
Jono was De La Vega on there. I don't think so, actually.
He's hurt anyways for like a few months. Or maybe a few weeks. I don't remember.
Sounds hot.
Yeah.
47 is very hot. Vita, what's up? Alex said 15 degrees here today, t-shirt weather.
Seems cold.
40 heats is a lot. Andy, do you think it would be easier to start using centigrade or meters?
Is it really called centigrade?
Isn't it?
That was Celsius.
But isn't it like, isn't Celsius the, like if you were... Actually, I don't know what it is.
Like the plural or something?
Let's find out. What's the difference between...
Centigrade sounds like a centipede or something.
I was going to say, it sounds like a bug.
Yeah, like something crawling around on my desk.
Tuggy said it's degrees centigrade. Centigrade is the old-fashioned name for Celsius. Yeah, I've always been an old-fashioned kind of guy.
Checks out.
When Anders Celsius created his original scale in 1742, he inexplicably chose 0 degrees for the boiling point and 100 degrees for the freezing point. No, it's the other way around.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, wait a minute. That's from random.co.uk.
So it was all...
I'm sorry. A little over a year later, Frenchman Jean-Pierre Cristan proposed an inverted version of the scale where the freezing point was 0 and boiling was 100.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank God for the French.
For real. Ben said he believes centigrade is Celsius in the past tense. What does that mean?
Like it used... Like yesterday it was... You know, 12 degrees.
It's currently 12 Celsius, but yesterday it was 12 centigrade.
Exactly. I like that. I'm going to go with that.
I don't know. You said Celsius is super easy, much better than converting feet to meter. Why are we converting in anything? Just.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, I'm glad we cleared that all up.
Yeah. Laird, yesterday I asked you to describe the perfect sandwich and you totally like wimped out. You said, oh, like an a classic Italian. Like, what does that even mean?
That's wimping out?
Yeah. Like, I need specifics. What are the layers? What's...
Oh, okay.
What's the sauce? Is there...
So, actually, before we go, what do you call a sandwich on, like, a longer piece of bread? Like a...
Like a hoagie? Like a sub?
Okay. Well, yeah. What do you call it?
Well, it's a sub, but the bread might be a hoagie or, you know...
Like a hoagie roll?
Sure.
Okay, I also call it a sub. Do you know that sub. There is actually a different word for a hot sub?
Hmm. What is it?
Grinder.
Ah, okay, yeah. We've got a shop around here that serves grinders.
So a grinder is actually a warm hoagie. And I think a sub, I don't know. But I thought sub was from where my area of the country. Like, I actually thought that's where.
I always thought grinders were from the Northeast because they, like, I think that they, like, always pitched them as, like, I don't know, like, the grinder was, like, the working man's sandwich down at the docks. Got me a grinder at the docks.
Like Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my response to you with the Italian, so it's like a sub roll. That's how I would call it. I hate the word hoagie.
It is a weird word.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that you would spit out of your mouth, a hoagie.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So anyway, so yeah, the classic Italian is like ham, capicola, salami, pepperoni, provolone, lettuce, tomato, salt, pepper, oil, and vinegar.
Okay.
That's it. Alex Wilson. Oh, here we go. He said, wasn't the hamburger the worker's sandwich? You know what? We may have talked about this on this show before, but your response will tell me if not. This is a good one too. They're New Haven, Connecticut. There is a, why am I blanking on the name? Hold on. They're going to make me move from where I am. Okay. So there is a, I don't even want to call it a restaurant. There is a place in New Haven, Connecticut that claims to have invented the hamburger. It's called Louie's Lunch. And the U.S. Library of Congress said that they sold the first, as they described it, hamburger and steak sandwich in the U.S. in 1900. Did you ever think the hamburger was invented in the United States?
Of course not. But I assume he was like a German immigrant from Hamburg or something. Is that what the story is?
Probably.
Yeah.
So this place still exists. Like
I think they're liars. First of all, I think they're liars. I mean, the French have been eating raw hamburger meat for years now. So
they don't call it hamburger meat though.
I mean, whatever.
This is it.
There's no way that
established place. Established in 1895, but apparently went 5 years before they invented the hamburger. But it's two pieces of white bread and a tomato. No ketchup served on the premises.
That's good. I support this place.
Really?
Very anti-ketchup. Ketchup is disgusting. So gross.
Wow.
Like my kids will put, because they know I like to steal their French fries, they will put ketchup on their fries like this so that I won't take them.
Alex is with you. And Skozer, just answer your question. No, there's no hamburger. No ham in a burger. all beef.
Although I will
Harry
say,
Trey's also anti-ketchup. Tom, yeah. Oh my god. Where do you fall on mustard here? Because Alex Wilson says that mustard's
fine. Mustard's fine, and it's in the right spots. Like on a sandwich, it's good. Like on a hot dog or something, very good.
Harry says barbecue for life, as if like the first ingredient in most barbecue sauces is not ketchup. But anyway, this is
Chad is correct.
I'm astonished at this anti-ketchup crowd that we have here.
Yeah,
like why would even touch the bottle?
I'm the same, especially if you like you're in a restaurant and they have a bottle of ketchup sitting out. Like, do you know how many disgusting people have touched that bottle before you? Like picking their nose, grabbing the bottle of ketchup, putting it on their plate. It's no thank you.
I have never really thought of that.
You know, and the grossest part too, I'll say, is like at the top of the ketchup bottle, you get like that crusty, like I don't know how to even describe it, but it's like jelly. It's like jelly ketchup at the top. Boogers.
I'm not going to like be able to use ketchup at a restaurant ever again, I don't think, after what you just... I never thought of it. Like the number of people who've touched the ketchup and then I'm eating a hamburger with my hands.
Yeah. Honestly, anything that they leave out. Sometimes you see like a jar of peppers or something. No, not touching it. You ever like use a salt and pepper in like a fast food restaurant that they have sitting out?
Man. What do you think about mayo?
Mayo is a good base to make other delicious sauces. Like if you add like some hot sauce or something to your mayo. But I don't really like just plain regular mayo unless it's maybe a BLT. Mayo on a BLT is nice.
Scooter said they also lick their fingers and then touch the bottle again.
Oh, yeah.
Mayo is a waste of an egg. Wow. Toby said mayo is awful on its own. And the only thing I thought of when I read that was that a jar of mayo is on the So Rare Down Under lunch wheel. And the number of people who talk about it, and they're like, yeah, I would just eat. There is no way. Like, I couldn't watch somebody eat that, but there's no way somebody could eat it. Like, no way. And So Rare Holland coming in, mayo on fries. We need to do somebody from Belgium here also to...
Okay, so that is absolutely disgusting. But white gravy and fries. Honestly, even
poutine?
Brown gravy, the poutine is actually good.
What do you think about this? Ben says the only acceptable mayo is Burger King mayo.
Honestly, I might turn my video off, find a trash can, and go barf. Fun fact. I paid Tuggy $15 to... Because... So... Tuggy claims Burger King is, like, the best fast food place here in America. He has some kind of obsession with it. And I honestly think it's probably the most vile... fast food place in the United States. And I told Tuggy I would buy his meal for him if he ate it in his car and recorded the video or live streamed it. And he shared the video with us.
He did. I watched it.
Of him eating his BK in the car. And it was, you know, like mayo dripping off, lettuce falling off the thing. It's like a wet burger. It's the grossest thing I've ever seen. And he's like enjoying it, licking his fingers and stuff.
So you want to say I want to hate something like Black Hate Burger King.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, I like the Robert Taylor. This show is a whopper. I see what you did there. Hold on, I need to go back because where
a whopper
was
is just a wet burger, is all it is.
So okay. I didn't weigh in on the whole Burger King thing despite watching Tuggy eat Burger King in his car.
Yeah.
But they are the only ones that like flame broil a burger. Like it's not just sitting in like on a tray of grease, like
just
everything
because
else.
They say it's flame broil doesn't mean that it was.
I think you can watch them do it. I, Going back to the ketchup bottle, shared ketchup bottle, Malky with the "what doesn't kill you makes you stronger." And okay. Glenn, you got to keep the immune system up on its toes.
That's fair.
Where was this? Enforcer said some places it's impossible to buy a sandwich without mayo in it, which surely cannot be right. But Sora Juju is right. Ketchup is literally the base of so many sauces. Where are you on aioli?
I don't even know what an aioli is.
It's like a fancy mayo, literally. Yeah. Mike Basson says Dutch mayo is the biz, but don't ask why.
Sounds like a sex
I would
joke.
Like to ask why. Let's find out.
Don't Google it. Is that your is that your server data work computer? Definitely don't. Yep.
The site just goes down. Skozer said, "Today I froze an egg, sliced it, and made tiny fried eggs."
Wait.
So did you cook the egg first?
Yeah, was it hard boiled and then you froze it? And
right. And then, yeah, Skozer, like, yeah. Juju said, "Joppy sauce on fries. Where are my fellow Dutch people?" What do we think this is, Andy? Joppy sauce. Oh, it's like a... Sorry. We can buy $65 of this stuff on eBay right now if we wanted to.
What the hell is this? Spread and dip.
Oh, here we go. Condiment from the Netherlands. Mayo and curry. You a curry guy?
Yeah.
I've never been into curry.
Do you not like spicy things?
I love spicy food, but like curry, just have never been a curry guy. Alex said, "I'm having soy braised pork belly for dinner this evening. I can't wait." That sounds absolutely amazing.
It does.
Chick-fil-A barbecues the goat. Harry Trades getting his getting the most out of his U.S. stay here. Vita said a fast food chain being the best is a red flag for ending a friendship. It was like the best fast food chain. So what is your, what is like your top fast food chain?
Well, it depends. Like something like Chick-fil-A, I don't think that that's considered like regular fast food. Chick-fil-A is delicious, but it's also not like, it's not like your garbage level, like trash fast food. It's not like a McDonald's or a BK or, you know, like they're in their own,
I'm curious place. How many are in that group.
Yeah. Like Hardee's.
We don't have those.
Well, you guys
know
have
what
like
just
Carl's
opened
Jr.
up near me? No. What was the.
Like White Castle's goes in that group. Probably Sonic. Oh, yeah.
I've never had
some of those, you know, kind of a White Castle guy, even though it's, I understand it's completely disgusting. And, you know, like maybe this is me like finding, being on the same level as Tuggy in sorts, because it's complete trash and I'm a complete piece of shit for liking it, but I do like some White Castles.
What do you think about peanut butter on a burger?
I've never tried that. Doesn't seem to make sense, but you know, I don't know. I like peanut butter.
I was gonna say I've never had this, but I would absolutely try it. Straight up would on that one.
Yeah. Good Place wanted to know if Chick-fil-A was the place that doesn't open on Sundays. Correct. Yeah. They're like very religious or something.
Yeah. How about this? Sober Holland lives in China. Wow. Anyway.
It was all a lie.
Glenn says Five Guys burgers are elite, but you have to sell a super rare champ Euro striker to afford one. Where, do you put Five Guys in the same category as Chick-fil-A? Or is it one more above?
Five Guys is one more above. I mean, it based solely on price, like Glenn said. I mean, like, I think it's for me to just like go to Five Guys and get a burger and fries and a drink or something, it's probably like $20.
Skozer says the egg is straight into the freezer. How do you cut? Like with the shell? I'm so confused.
I assume once it's frozen, then the shell, like you could crack the shell and then peel it. And then you have this frozen booger, basically.
Egg yolk, yeah.
Yeah.
Curry sauce on chips, I guess. Also fries, if you will. Let me translate that one for you, Andy. Those are fries.
Appreciate that. They're not crisps.
If there was ever a conversation, we need Mark here. I'm glad he is here. Andy, have you ever cured your own egg yolks?
I don't know what that means. Cured them.
I'm sure, like, obviously he means that, but like, could you imagine the things that, like, never, I don't even want to go down this.
The answer is no. I can't fathom I've ever done that, not knowing what it is.
Right. Steph Curry's pretty good. Agreed. Toby said, oh, we do mangaraja. That sounds like a Mexican, isn't it? Mangaraja over on your tacos. Mayo-based mango curry sauce. Delicious with... Yeah, I'm sure it's great. I have been told that, like, I should go to the UK because, like, they have, like, really good curry. And maybe I would like it better there. I don't know. I grew up in New York, so I feel like... Oh, here, Tom. Get yourself to Bradford. You will leave as a curry guy. Maybe. Where's Wendy's? With McDonald's?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. As long as we're on the same Philly Dilly, White Castle, the goat drunk, disgusting sober. Yeah.
It's probably true.
Let's see. Chippy Lane. That's where you get the chippy chips that I learned from Make It a Double Double. Insulting Burger King while loving a tiny burger you microwave at 7-Eleven is blasphemy.
I get it. Indefensible.
Hummus in a burger is top notch.
Mm. Would that be like a hummus burger? Like you replace the burger with the hummus as being like the...
What?
Dude, I like... there's a lot of weird things like that. Like, have you ever had like a cucumber sandwich? With just like cream cheese and cucumber, maybe a little jalapeno or something?
Yes, I have. Not like recently. Because cream cheese is kind of a weird thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up eating cream cheese on like bagels, like New York City bagels.
Sure,
and so cream cheese and like anything else just seems really weird to me, even though I know it's in a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
But like, yeah, cream cheese frosting and like, yeah, Vita said it's time for a burger tier list. Joking, as most Europeans wouldn't know 60% of the names, which is probably true. Yep. I'm really behind on the chat. Sorry. You can't spell gastronomy without US. Anyway.
I'm really good at U in that word, but...
One thing the UK is missing out on is queso. You seem like a queso guy.
Oh, yeah. We have a Qdoba at my work. Always got to add the queso. Yeah. Three cheese queso. Or they've got like a Diablo hot spicy queso. Quite good.
Tuggy said, hummus is the topping. You're thinking of replacing the burger with falafel, which also sounds amazing. Oh, that's what I was going to say. What is this? It's hot cross bun season here in the UK. Easter is glorious.
Hmm. That sounds like something different. That doesn't sound like a food thing.
Andy, would you be surprised to find out that hot cross buns actually have crosses on them?
Whoa, you actually typed that in. I was not expecting that.
Sure did. Yeah, we get to the bottom of things here.
Those look delicious. Are those like a sweet or savory sort of thing? Like,
that's a good question, actually.
Well, the one says chocolate chip hot cross buns. So maybe it's both. Maybe you could do it either way.
Yeah, dealer's choice. Maybe a little rosemary. Google hot cross buns are so good. Isn't that what we just did?
Probably
everyone's
raisins.
Saying they're sweet.
Yeah,
definitely not sour blue tomatoes. Savory. What about an egg on your burger?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, what do we, I think people just basically call them breakfast burgers. It's like the patty, fried egg, bacon.
That's the royale part, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Like the, what, isn't the royale with cheese? Isn't that when you add the egg?
Yes, no? Yes, runny yolk. Yeah. Oh, onion rings on the burger? I'm in on that.
Sure, yeah.
But also also this, yes, not a sliced frozen egg on the burger. No, not that.
What's funny is you've Googled all these other things, like all these risky things, and you haven't Googled a frozen sliced egg.
Let's see where we are here. Simo said eggs and pineapple can stay away from burgers. So I am like, I'm not even team no pineapple on pizza. I'm like team mock people who think it's okay. Like it's not, and I will not ever stand for it.
Yeah.
But I'm all right with it on a burger.
Oh, it works on a burger.
Like grilled pineapple on a burger. Like
a little soy or teriyaki, some kind of like, yeah, it works.
Sir Juju says, I am no team pineapple everywhere, anytime, which it's gonna be bad for some of our future content. Where was I? Does the pineapple go under the top bun or over it?
Ooh, that's a great question.
If it went over it, it would become the bun. So yeah, it's inside.
Well, yeah, but does it go above or below the hamburger
pan? Burger?
Yeah.
So
does it matter?
I would probably put it above, but so Andy, you're like building a burger.
This is awesome. This is actually an awesome question.
What do you, yeah. So yep. What do you put on it and in what order?
Yep. Burger goes first.
No. The bun goes first.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're bun. An absolute animal.
No. Bun, burger. And then if I'm going to put lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles, whatever.
White onion?
Yeah.
Okay. Raw.
I mean, yeah, grilled onions are good too, but just a regular raw onion is delicious on a burger. Yeah. And then bun. Usually don't rock sauces on a burger.
That's because there's only one and you don't like it.
Well, mustard plays on a burger, but just
not by itself.
Yeah, for sure it does.
No, you are a grade A psycho if you are only putting mustard on a burger. So the reason I asked this, and Alex Wilson brought this up, she said, surely lettuce at the bottom with tomato. I don't know about the tomato, but I have seen this and I still don't, like, I get it. But so the idea is that you start with the bun and then lettuce on the bottom and then the burger, so that the burger doesn't make the bottom roll, the bottom part of the bun, like, wet, basically. Like, it keeps it, like, firm. And
that's why you need good buns.
Just a
good bun that can kind of hold your grease.
Yeah. Now we're just, this is another level. Simo said pulled pork or beef brisket in a burger is elite. Like, yes, I'm in on that. Rico Mon said, I was expecting a double down situation with no bun. It's like, what was it? Was it KFC that had like a chicken sandwich, but like the bun was fried chicken?
Yeah. So it was like a chicken patty. And then it was like the inside of the chicken sandwich, like lettuce, tomato, bacon.
Bacon, right? Yeah.
Something else. And then it was like another chicken patty at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds horrible, to be honest. Rico Man says it's amazing. I don't know. I don't need to go to the ER.
KFC double down. Yeah. Nothing screams America like the KFC double down sandwich. Yeah.
Have you ever ordered any of the secret menu stuff, like a McGangbang?
I can assure you I am not Googling that, but no, I have at McDonald's. No.
Yeah.
The furthest I've gone is like animal style at In-N-Out.
Like, you take your kids to McDonald's through the drive thru and you're like, I need two Happy Meals and a McGangbang. Never been there?
Certainly not with my kids. Is that something?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. I think it's like a chicken sandwich, but they put like a hamburger patty in the chicken sandwich. So it's like chicken, hamburger, chicken, bun. I think that's right. You'll have to Google that later.
I was going to say, can you use your work computer to Google that, please? Sorry, I was catching up on the... Alex said, also, is a tender steamed broccoli one of the great vegetables? Great with soy sauce, sesame, and chili, or oil of all sorts. I'm a broccoli guy myself. I'm more of a roasted broccoli, but like nice big chunk, like big floret.
Asparagus is at the top of the vegetable tree for me, but
wow. Just,
yeah, it's delicious, but
I will not argue that it's delicious, but number one.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But there are side effects, unfortunate side effects to eating too much asparagus. So, you know, I understand that not everybody loves that.
So I'm like 90% sure this is true, but that side effect actually affects everyone, and that the ability to smell it does not. So like people are like, oh yeah, that doesn't happen to me. It does happen to them, but they just can't recognize it.
Yeah, I've heard this before, and I don't know if it's true or not.
Me neither. Wow, asparagus number one.
Oh yeah.
How about that? Anyway. Sorry. Sora Juju said McDonald's builds their burgers upside down. So the top first. Which makes sense, because then the grease patty is at the top, then you flip it and it's at the bottom. I don't know why that makes a difference.
Don't they do something weird too, where they like boil the burger and then they cook it?
Probably. Well, I assume it shows up frozen, so they have to like defrost.
Oh yeah, they don't boil it, they defrost it.
Right. Alex Wilson says burger sauce is also trash. I'm not even sure what that is. I asked you about the onion thing before, because I'm with Glenn. Red onion on a burger is like...
Yeah, that sounds good too.
Yeah. All right, Vita's stepping us up here. Bun that you roast with butter, mustard, ketchup mix, salad, which we commonly know as lettuce, caramelized onions, beef, cheese, pickles, bun.
That was mostly good.
I'm in on all that.
Absolutely.
So because of the ketchup in the mustard ketchup mix, you're just like, let me just get it dry.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Mint sauce is the best. Okay. I agree with Alex here. Brioche bun is definitely takes it up a notch. If nobody has had mint sauce, they're missing out. I am missing out. I don't really picture mint being needed.
Well, Alex has got a great point here. Like, we've talked about all these other things and condiments and stuff, and we've never talked about the cheese. The cheese is very important.
Good call. Good call. Yeah.
Pepper jack, in most cases, I think is like perfect, but nothing wrong with like just a good cheddar cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where do you fall on American cheese?
It depends on what type of American cheese we're talking about. Just like the crappy Kraft singles, obviously a thumbs down. But like good American cheese that, I don't know, I get from like the grocery store, like at the meat market or something. It's delicious.
Are you a white or yellow guy?
Both are good, yeah.
Yeah, why do we have two colors?
I don't know. I don't know.
Glenn said he hates those people that get lettuce buns.
I've done it before. It's actually quite good. It's really good. But
you know what what I enjoy more than a lettuce bun is a lettuce like taco. Like using like a long thing of lettuce instead of a taco shell. I'm more likely to eat that than a lettuce bun for a burger. That's how I'll put it. I'm not choosing to eat it, but that's how I would do it. It's like bib lettuce they use for like Korean barbecue too. That's really good. Speaking of Korean, Korean fried chicken is the best fried chicken. I'm with Alex on this one. Parapress says, I'm late, but what a time to come into the conversation. The conversation has been this the entire time. Oh, interesting. Sora Holland said, every burger in China is spicy, except for McDonald's and Burger King.
Hmm.
I guess Rikuman is also, this is what you described, right? The McDonald's gangbang? Is that what it was?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had it reversed. So it's the McDouble patties with the McChicken in the middle.
Okay.
So it's the McChicken that's getting McGangbanged, not the hamburger patty.
Tuggy, I've never had a Romanesco. I don't even know what it is. Back to Google. Oh, it's broccoli. Kind of. Fancy broccoli.
Is that the long stem, like the long stemmed broccoli?
That's a broccolini.
Oh, broccoli.
Also known as maybe it's not known as anything else.
I've never seen whatever this is.
I've seen this before. I've never eaten it though.
Hmm.
I do really like broccoli rabe too. Rapini for others. Surface and Malky are on the team plant-based burgers.
I've never tried one.
Reason, sorry.
I was just going to say I've never tried one.
I've never, but I absolutely refuse to eat mushrooms. And it seems like every non-meat burger is a mushroom-based.
So why do you refuse to eat mushrooms? You would rather kill something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, somebody else kill it. Yeah.
Fair.
No, I just... It's every like the consistency, and I know there, and everyone's like, oh, there's so many different, they're all gross. Like, okay. Hard no every time.
So, you're not a mushroom Swiss burger guy?
No. Yeah. No.
Which they are.
I actually don't even like Swiss, eat too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Switzerland, fine. Swiss cheese, I'm out. Like, I'll eat something with Swiss cheese, but if mushrooms, I'm out. No way. Olives too. Mushrooms and olives. Nope. Anyway. Sorry, I fell behind again. I hate mint chocolate, so do I also hate mint burgers? Man, I love mint chocolate.
Yeah,
mint sauce with lamb. I would eat that. Look at all these people, mint sauce and lamb. All right.
I feel like I need to try mint sauce. It seems
me too.
So odd to eat something that's like savory with a mint sauce, but you know, I'll try it.
I have, can you make it easily? I say this because, oh yeah, roast lamb, because I have like uncontrollable mint growing in my backyard.
It's like a weed.
Yeah.
Once the mint starts in your yard,
it's you cannot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Skozer said, does American cheese not live in a spray can? There is that.
Yeah.
Alex Wilson's a Gouda fan. Yeah, so that melts around the patty. Yeah, I've seen that. That sounds good.
Larry, have you ever smoked your own cheese? Just like buy a brick of cheese?
No.
And put it I'm sorry. Pipe, put it into a pipe? No.
It but just like, sounded... Hey, you ever smoke your own cheese? Like, what? I'm also... Apologies, Mark, here. I'm not a big blue cheese guy.
Yeah. No go for me.
No, I haven't. Have you?
Yeah. Like it's kind of a fun process, and then you end up with a delicious smoky flavored cheese. Would recommend.
That seems fine. Where are you on sweet potato fries?
I mean, they're good, but they're inferior to regular potatoes. But like, I'm not going to knock them. They're good.
So I was going to agree with you, but I think you gave them too much credit.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. Vita said American cheese isn't cheese, but I'll concede it melts well, which is practical. But also team smoked cheese there.
I don't know what those words were that you used.
Buford? Can you say them?
Comte and Buford.
Bob, that's the guy who owns all the horses, right? Bob Buford, what's his name? Baffert?
I don't know.
Ben was wondering if the McGangbang includes the buns.
Of course it does.
Okay. Alex Wilson said, I went to Chinese McDonald's at the airport. It's mostly burgers with chicken and duck.
Ugh. And other things.
You're not a duck guy?
Not really. I mean, it just doesn't seem to make sense. It's like a greasy chicken.
How about
chicken.
Artichokes on the same asparagus level with the smell? Had no idea.
What are your, what's your fry ranking? You got to do a fry ranking for us real quick.
What does that mean?
Like tier them out. Like, give me your top three, like, French fries.
So I don't think that's really fair because...
It is. It's fair. Come on.
No. Because, like, are you asking, like, fast food?
Sure. Or just style.
Well, the only reason I say that is because when we went to Brussels for, like, Brussels, the best fries I've ever had were in Brussels. And so, like, whatever they do over there.
And what were they? Like, explain it.
They were like the I don't want to call it crispness, but like they were like crunchy, like a McDonald's fry, like a fresh, like right out of the fryer, but they were bigger. And so, like, I prefer my fries to have, like, I was going to say,
like double fried or blanched or something.
What's that?
Like, they double fried the fries or something.
Yeah. Like, the word fry is in it. Like, these, like, baked fries or whatever, like, they need to be drowning in oil for a while to become as crispy as possible. Yeah. But, like, I really don't, like, this is letting me make it a double-double out of this whole potato conversation anyway. But, like, steak fries, I may as well just leave them. Yeah. I think they're just such a waste of a potato. So whatever the Belgium was, but this is either a hot take or a cold take, but I actually, I think curly fries are awful.
You're wrong. They're good, but
I knew that. I appreciate I'm like in a vast minority here, but they're. I'm trying to go back to his parapress. I didn't actually read all of this because he said literally grilling burgers for dinner right now. Cheese and raw red onion, barbecue sauce. They're like, no bun. What is halloumi? Oh, it is a cheese.
How do you pick it up with no bun? You just, are you
a knife and forking this one?
Yeah, are we?
I thought this was fish. But no, apparently what is it's cheese. Cheese.
It's like a cheese steak.
Ooh, a literal cheese steak. Andy Black, great call.
Yeah.
Stuffed olives are the best. There's nothing like.
Yeah, an olive stuffed with like a jalapeno or cheese. Oh. Oof. Very good.
Does the no mushroom extend to the truffle because truffle oil is... So I was talking about this last night about mushrooms that I don't mind like a mushroom sauce, but meaning I like the sauce, but the mushroom itself, it's a big consistency thing with me too. Like it just... Mm-mm.
Like texture and like... That's never been a thing that like bothered me. Like if a food is good, it's good. I don't really care that it has like a rubbery texture or something to it. Like that's a mushroom. It's like a little piece of rubber.
But
that's
okay.
What? That's what it is. That's what a mushroom is.
Yeah.
Enjoy the flavor of it. You don't have to worry about what it feels like to chew on.
I would argue that's the literal thing that you should be worrying about. No. It's like...
What does it taste like? That's all that matters.
It's gross too.
Well, you can take that stand. Like, I understand.
Yeah, no, I'm taking both stands. I agree, Alex Wilson. Cast iron cooking is the best. No, I actually put it right behind grilling, but
I like grilling just because literally zero cleanup. So like if we're cooking anything and my wife is like, all right, you're cooking dinner tonight. I'm like, all right, it's going on the grill, because then I don't have to do dishes. I don't have anything left over at all. Like maybe one pot, like if I made green beans or vegetable or something. But even then, you take your green beans, you wrap them in foil, you throw them on the grill.
Grilled asparagus is
very nice.
I think the pinnacle of asparagus.
Olive oil, salt and pepper.
Yep. All you need.
Yep.
All you need. I actually grill sweet potatoes also. Like thin, like basically you make them into like chips, not to be confused with fries. Crisps, if you will.
Do you wrap them in like a foil, or do you throw them right on the grill?
No, I throw those fuckers right on the grill.
Do you ever do skewers? Like when you're barbecuing?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes.
You have to be really careful about like kebabs, because which when we say kebab, it's much different than, you know, what the Euros
what the truth is.
Yeah, but you have to be really careful with them, because like if you buy pre-made kebabs, they'll put like steak and onion and green pepper and tomatoes and stuff all in one skewer. It's like all of those things cook at different temperatures, they cook at different times. Like the steak needs a different time than, you know, so like if I'm making my own skewers, I'll put like all the steak, all the chicken on their own, and then your vegetables go on separate ones. And that way, you know. Yeah, big brain.
Yeah, totally. Victor was saying people think all fries are just fries until they go to Belgium. And that's exactly how I felt.
I think I need to go to Belgium and try some fries.
Absolutely should. Anthony said double fried and in the freezer between fries. And Vita was saying Belgian fries are the best because they are double fried in beef fat.
Okay.
Yeah. SGT said raw potato is better than a steak fry. Probably.
I don't think I could eat a raw potato. Like if you presented me with a potato that was uncooked and I had to eat it, I don't know that I could do it.
I don't know you could. That feels like it should be on the lunch wheel. Raw potato. Anyway, I'm going to Burger King on the way to training tonight because of this conversation. I can't fathom that eating Burger King on the way to training is a good idea. But I'm not a physio.
Depends on what training is. Like if you're doing cardio or something, God help you, man.
It doesn't matter what it is. Don't you put cheese and bacon on your fries in the States? You could.
That works. Yeah.
Parapress, when asked about the bun, he said he's just knife and forking the fuck out of it. Is it even a burger at that point?
No.
Yeah, I think not. You're just eating like I don't know what you're eating at that point. What is that? What is a ground bunless
beef.
Burger?
You're eating ground beef.
Just ground beef. Yeah. Just the fully descriptive name of like that's what you're eating.
Yeah.
Apparently this halloumi or whatever it is everyone loves it. Deep fried, yeah. Cheese that doesn't melt.
I wonder if we can get something like that in the States. Like that has such a strange name. I've never seen it before. I don't know.
Halloumi around me. Where can I get it? Andy, they got it in Walmart.
Okay. It's at Walmart.
Let's go. Have it today. Cheese made with cow, sheep, and goat milk from Cyprus. Try it baked, fried, or sauteed. All right. At the other end of the scale, have you heard of a deep fried Mars bar? Deep fried Oreos are phenomenal.
I disagree.
Oh.
I tried one and it was just like a wet, I don't know, like.
You got a bad one then, because they shouldn't be.
When you get to the inside, it was like, it was not what I expected.
Oh no, Mike says you'll be so disappointed when you try halloumi. Oh.
They build us up and then they bring us down.
Totally bring us down. Mickey Foo's asking what our favorite casseroles are. Isn't that very American?
Okay.
I'm not a big casserole guy, but I mean, it fits there, but like, I don't make a casserole myself.
We do like a potato casserole that's really good, you know, where it's like chopped potatoes and cheese and onions and like you put cornflakes over the top and it's kind of crunchy and delicious. And then, so that's great. We also do like a zucchini casserole that has like some, it's like almost like a quiche, like it's got egg, cheese, zucchini, and then like a crunchy, you know, something at the top, whether it's like onion, like the crunchy onions or like, yeah. And then I'm a big green bean casserole guy too. It's delicious.
Straight up. Yeah. All right. That's fair. That's fair. It is classic American though. Yeah.
For sure.
Alex Wilson's on Team Bernays sauce, which I'm disappointed we've gotten this far without bringing that up. That is excellent.
Mike, I did say cornflakes like the cereal.
Yeah.
I'll show you what I'm talking about later.
Apparently the next content is a short of us both trying it. Halloumi, that is.
We do need like a special where you're cutting your pineapple. We're both eating halloumi. We're eating kiwis like savages, you know, skin and all. Maybe next week.
Yeah.
I need the fruit stands to open up. We're still way too early in the year.
Yeah, I was going to say it's too cold. Yeah. It's 40 Fahrenheit over here. There's no fruit. We're still in apples and pears, things that can grow when it's cold. I don't know how to say this thing. Flygend, Jacob?
Yeah.
Chicken, bacon, banana, and peanuts.
I'd try it.
I would try it.
I like all of those things.
That's what I was saying. That's exactly what I was thinking. Flygend, Jacob. Oh, it just kind of looks like a casserole. Sorry, I forgot that I wasn't sharing.
Oh, okay.
What is it? Chicken, bacon, bananas, and peanuts.
I feel like it might need a little heat.
Well, this one says if you love chicken, curry, and a little bit of, and then it does.
Okay, so it probably does have like some curry powder. Or
maybe. Something. Maybe those little red things are something. I don't know.
Chilies.
Skozer said whale and horse steaks are common here. Rotten shark and skate as well, all better than ketchup.
So rotten shark, that's like the Icelandic thing where they take the shark and then they like bury it in the ground for like 2 weeks and then they go dig it up and then they eat it.
What?
It's like fermented shark meat. It's like spoiled and they're like chowing down on it. It's a real thing, I swear.
Huh.
Yeah, I think it's Iceland that does it. Maybe since it's cold there, you know, it doesn't like totally get rotten. But somebody in chat will know what I'm talking about. Yeah, there you go.
Greenland shark, fermented for months as it's toxic. Oh, speaking of which, Tuggy was telling us that raw potatoes are poisonous.
Mm, that sounds like a lie.
Are they as poisonous as raw as eating kiwis?
Kiwis technically, right? Like, probably there's lots of things that we eat that are poisonous. You know, like
mushrooms.
Yeah, probably, and probably drinking alcohol is "quote unquote" poisonous.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Tuggy's just trying to ruin everyone from having a good time.
For real, for real. Go back to Burger King.
For sure. Oh, Sweden got some rotten fish as well. Sweden got the Sjurströmming.
Sjurströmming? Sjurströmming? Roman?
Oh, man.
There are so many things that you can eat that aren't rotten. Why are we eating rotten things?
You don't want to eat fermented fish?
I'm not a big herring guy. Yeah.
Does fermenting mean you'll get drunk eating it?
No.
You just get sick. It's like you get the negative benefits of the alcohol, like you're puking because you're poisoned.
Yeah, that's it.
That's why you're vomiting. It's because of the poison. Yeah. Not because it tastes horrible. Oh, it's not fermented. It's rotten. Kumquat is also trending here, but not a fan. What the hell is a kumquat?
Isn't it like a apricot? Yeah. You didn't know what a kumquat was?
No. Looks like an orange.
Looks like an orange, yeah. They're much smaller, though.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Here it's common for people to eat chicken heads and feet.
China.
Have you ever seen a what's the duck egg that's fertilized? Balut.
Fertilized?
Yeah. Look up balut. B A L U T.
B A L U T.
It's like an egg, and it's like a street food in, I think it's like Korea or something like that. You need to share your screen so people can see the balut. Yeah, and then, you know, you eat it and you get after it, and supposedly it's delicious.
I don't want to look at this anymore. I'm sorry. I apologize if that's offensive.
Why would you have to apologize because you think something's gross? Like, I think Burger King's disgusting, but I'm not going to apologize to Tuggy for it. You can say balut's disgusting.
He's lost sponsorships left and right, man. We just never getting this show sponsored. I'm cutting us off, Andy. We've talked enough about So Rare. Thank you, everybody, for coming. You please like, subscribe, leave comments below of your favorite foods, whatever. That's all we're doing. Enjoy the international break. I'll be back tomorrow. Andy and I'll be back next week. We do have plans for a crossover event, another one, but that's all I'm saying. I'm not going to tell you who it's with, what the topic is, but stay tuned for that. So anyway, thank you to everybody. Thank you, Glenn. And we'll see you guys around.